It's 9:30. You're listening to KUAC News. I'm Emily Schwing. The Stork Creek fire burning on military land east of Eielson Air Force Base has grown to 50,000 acres since yesterday. Mel Slater is a public affairs officer with the BLM Alaska Fire Service. He says the blaze is growing at a rate slower than the fire service anticipated.
And right now we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 195 personnel, and that includes smoke jumpers, various aircraft, fire engines, and ground crews. So we've got a lot of resources paying attention to this fire right now.
Fire officials say the blaze is moving north toward Chena Hot Springs Road. It's burning within 7 miles of two rivers. Slater says residents who decided to move livestock and sled dogs out of the community yesterday were right to do so.
The fire is headed in the direction of two rivers, but it is not there at this time. The North Star Borough had issued an evacuation watch, so folks that are moving their pets and other things now are just being proactive, and that's a good thing.
The borough's evacuation watch is still in place for Chena Hot Springs Road between mileposts 14 and 32. Slater says the fire service is working to protect structures and equipment on military lands where the fire's burning. The Army has closed all recreation at the Yukon Training Area. The state has also closed recreation areas along Chena Hot Springs Road, including the popular Granite Tours Mist and Compo Trails, as well as the Colorado and Stiles Creek Trailhead. Three state recreation cabins and the Rose Hip Campground are also closed until further notice. According to a press release from the state yesterday, if Chena Hot Springs Road is closed, it will happen quickly. Access beyond Nordale Road will be prohibited. There is no word of road closure this morning. Preparations are underway for Friday's $200 million test of a U.S. missile defense system. As KCLU's Brian Webb reports from California, the test will use an interceptor similar to those slated for deployment at Fort Greely.
The test will exercise a U.S. anti-missile shield called the Ground-Based Midcourse Defense System. The shield, which became operational in 2004, is designed to protect the U.S., its allies, and U.S. forces overseas against a limited long-range missile attack or an accidental launch. The test will begin with the launch of a missile carrying a Mach warhead from the Central Pacific. Several minutes later, an interceptor topped with an anti-missile kill vehicle will lift off from California. Plans call for the kill vehicle to separate from its missile, home in on the approaching warhead, and destroy it in a high-speed collision. According to Jeff Keeter of the George C. Marshall Institute, an Arlington, Virginia think tank, the interceptor being used in the test is an older variant of the 14 new interceptors that the U.S. plans to deploy at Fort Greely. That plan was spurred by North Korean and Iranian advances in long-range ballistic missiles. Brian Webb, KCLU News.
The state will limit the number of vehicles that can access Harding Lake State Park over the 4th of July weekend. Brooks Ludwig is the Northern Region Alaska State Park superintendent. He says disorderly conduct, noise, and disruptive behavior have caused problems for the park in recent years.
It's the hot spot for folks that want to get out on the weekend, especially the younger age group from 18 to probably 23, 24. A lot of folks are going to the water and jet skiing and having fun and then spending time in groups at the campground.
The 4th of July weekend is the busiest at Harding Lake. Ludwig expects 600 visitors or more.
You know, it's interesting. It kind of builds up and it gets busier and busier, and we hit the 4th of July and it kind of peaks then, probably because it's the hottest time of the year and there's lots of water out there, and there's lots of beachfront.
Beginning Thursday, park rangers will turn people away at 10 p.m. if they don't have proof of a campground reservation. Harding is one of the larger lakes in the interior. Warm water makes it a popular swimming hole. Claim holders plan to extract the mineral resources from two claims along riparian areas of Upper Bonanza Creek in the Gold Hill region of the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. A mining plan of operation is required by the National Park Service to evaluate the impacts of proposed operations. Today is the deadline for comments on an environmental assessment for the project in the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. Alaska's lone U.S. House member is seeking a 22nd term. U.S. Representative Don Young filed for re-election Tuesday in Anchorage. The Republican has held this seat since 1973 and represented Alaska in Congress longer than anyone else. At least two others have already filed. Matt Moore, a Democrat who lost his party's nomination to then-State Representative Sharon Cisna last year, and Republican John R. Cox, who's run unsuccessfully for the office before. You're listening to KUAC News. I'm Emily Schwing.